Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Moonlit Jungle FX chain in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just stacking random whooshes and risers for the sake of it. We're making a dark, atmospheric jungle transition tool that actually behaves like a real drum and bass production element. Think of this as sound design with a job. Your FX should create tension, signal a section change, support the drop, and help the drums and bass feel bigger without getting in the way. That's the whole vibe here. Eerie, moonlit, forward moving, and controlled. For this lesson, we're going to build three layers. First, an atmospheric texture layer, which is your air, fog, and moonlight. Second, a movement layer, which gives you the gritty mid-range motion that feels alive and a little haunted. And third, a transition accent, which is the short impact that marks the change in the arrangement. Let's start by setting up a clean workspace. Create a new audio track and name it Moonlit Jungle FX. If you're working in a drum and bass session, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle urgency, 174 is a great choice. If you want it to feel a little more modern and rolling, try 172. For atmospheric material, keep your clips warped in Complex Pro so the texture stays smooth. Also, give yourself some structure in the arrangement view. Drop in 8-bar and 16-bar locators so you can hear how the FX behaves across sections. And if your session is crowded, color code the track something like purple, blue, or teal, so it stays easy to spot. Now, before we start processing, we need source sounds with contrast. That's the big lesson here. Good FX chains are not built from more sound, they're built from different kinds of sound working together. For the atmosphere layer, you might use vinyl crackle, rainforest ambience, distant thunder, tape hiss, or filtered white noise. For the movement layer, look for a reversed cymbal, metallic hit, ghosted break fragment, detuned synth stab, or a processed vocal breath. For the transition layer, you want something like an impact, reverse boom, downlifter, sub drop, or a short riser. If you don't have sample packs, don't worry. Ableton stock tools can still get you there, and honestly, that often gives you a cleaner and more personal result. Let's build layer 1, the atmospheric texture. Drag your ambience or noise sample onto the track. The goal here is not for it to scream for attention. It should sit behind the music and create a sense of space. A solid device chain for this layer is EQ8, auto filter, hybrid reverb or reverb, saturator, and utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the sound around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the low end territory. If it feels boxy, take a little out around 300 to 500 Hz. If you want more air, add a gentle lift somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. Be subtle, we're shaping mood, not making a hi-hat. Next, use auto filter. A low pass around 6 to 10 kHz usually works well, and a small amount of resonance can make the movement feel more alive. The important part is automation. Slowly open that cutoff over 8 or 16 bars so the atmosphere breathes with the arrangement. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb. Go for decay somewhere in the 3 to 7 second range, and keep the dry slash wet around 20 to 45%. You want depth, but not a giant wash that smears the whole mix. A darker hall or plate style space works really well here. And if the tail is getting too bright, filter it. After that, add saturator with just a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This is one of those small moves that makes the sound sit with the drums instead of floating above them. If needed, use soft clip to keep it tidy. Finally, use utility for width control. You can widen this top layer to around 120 to 150%. But keep an eye on phase. If it starts sounding hollow or disappears in mono, back off the width a little. This layer should feel like air and moonlight. You should miss it when it's gone, but not always notice it when it's there. That's the sweet spot. Now let's build layer 2, the jungle movement detail. This is where the effect starts to feel like it belongs to the rhythm of the track. Use something like a reversed snare, chopped break bit, metallic scrape, vocal breath, or short synth stab. A good chain here is warp or transpose, drum bus, frequency shifter, auto filter, echo, and redux or saturator. First, adjust the pitch. Try moving the sound up or down by 3 to 7 semitones until it sits nicely in the track or clashes in a cool way. For darker jungle energy, shifting down 2 to 5 semitones often gives you more weight. Then add drum bus. Use drive in the 5 to 15% area and keep crunch fairly low unless you want extra grit. Be careful with boom. It can be useful, but in drum and bass it's easy to overdo the low end and create mud. Now add frequency shifter for motion. Even tiny amounts can make a sound feel metallic, unstable, and alive. Try 0.10 to 1.50 HC for subtle movement. If you want something more alien and tense, you can push it harder, but that becomes more of a creative effect than a supporting layer. Then use auto filter again, but this time make the movement more obvious. A bandpass or low-pass sweep with medium resonance can make the effects feel like it's traveling through space. That's a really useful jungle trick. Movement without clutter. Add echo next. Try 1/8, 1/4, or dotted timing, depending on how urgent you want it to feel. Keep feedback in the 15-35% range and filter the delay so the repeats don't fight the drums. A little modulation can add life. If the echo is too clean, the whole thing can sound detached. Finish with redux if you want grime. Reduce the bitrate a little, but keep it tasteful. This is seasoning, not demolition. This layer should feel like something rustling through the canopy, metallic, haunted, and rhythmic. It's the part that makes the FX chain feel like it belongs in a jungle tune instead of a trailer pack. Now for layer 3, the transition accent. This one is your arrangement weapon. It tells the listener something is changing now. Use a reverse crash, impact, sub drop, short sweep, or distorted hit. A simple chain here is EQ8, saturator, compressor, reverb, and utility. Start with EQ8 and clean up the low end under 100 to 150 HC unless you actually want a sub drop. If the hit is harsh, soften a bit around 2 to 5k HC. Then add saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive. If you want heavier crunch, use analog clip. This helps the sound feel more deliberate and punchy. Use compressor to tighten the hit. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds can help it land with more shape. Add reverb with a short to medium decay, maybe 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, and a little pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Keep it dark if your track is already busy. Then use utility to keep the low end centered and mono, if needed. For a transition anchor, you want control. Once the three layers are working together, group them into one rack and name it Moonlit Jungle FX Rack. This is where it starts to feel like a real production tool instead of three separate sounds. On the group, add EQ8, glue compressor, auto filter, hybrid reverb, and utility. Use EQ8 to high pass the whole group around 80 to 120 HC and remove mud around 250 to 400 HC if needed. If the track needs more shine, add a very gentle lift around 6 to 10 kHC, but don't overdo it. Then use glue compressor to connect everything. A 2:1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack, and auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 second release is a good starting point. You only need about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is glue, not flattening. Auto filter at the group level is great for sweeping the whole effects rack during transitions. Hybrid reverb can add a small shared space, and utility gives you final gain and width control. If you want real performance control, turn the whole thing into an audio effect rack and map macros to air, dark hiss, width, movement, drive, and tail. That way, instead of digging through devices, you can shape the whole mood from a few simple controls. For example, air can control filter cutoff and a little reverb brightness, darkness can handle the low pass, width can drive utility, movement can affect echo or frequency shifter, drive can control saturator, and tail can control the reverb amount. Now let's arrange it like a real DNB record. This is where the lesson becomes musical. In bars 1 to 8, keep it minimal. Use only the atmospheric layer. Let the filter stay fairly closed and slowly open over time. Maybe set up a reverse swell into bar 8. In bars 9 to 16, bring in the movement layer in short bursts. Place a reversed hit before a snare pickup, or use a delay throw at the end of bar 16. You're hinting at the groove, not giving it away yet. In bars 17 to 24, increase the tension, add the transition accent, open the filter more, and maybe let an echo tail rise into the next section. This is where you start pulling the listener toward the drop. At the drop, cut the atmosphere sharply or filter it down hard. Use the transition hit as the final push, then get out of the way. The drums and bass need room to land cleanly. That's a huge DNB principle. The effects should frame the groove, not smother it. For mid-section transitions, keep your effects short and rhythmic. Place them at phrase endings, not randomly every bar. That space is what makes the bigger moments feel bigger. Automation is where the chain becomes alive. Don't think of automation as tiny fixes. Think of it as performance. Open the atmosphere slowly over 8 bars. Pull the effects wider before a drop and tighten it at impact. Throw a single delay tail on the last snare of a phrase. Mute the ambience right before the drop, Then bring it back after the drums hit. That contrast is what gives the arrangement energy. A really important habit here is checking the FX against the drums and bass. If your FX is masking the snare crack, shorten the tail or carve out a dip in the snare presence range instead of just lowering the volume. If the low end is getting messy, high pass harder. If the effect feels disconnected from the groove, move it a few ticks earlier or later. In drum and bass, tiny timing shifts can make a huge difference. Also, remember the big mistake people make. Too much low end, too much reverb wash, too much busyness. Indeed, NB. Negative space is power. Sometimes the best move is deleting a layer instead of adding one. For darker, heavier jungle, try more band pass motion, falling sweeps instead of always rising, and little hints of saturation before reverb. That makes the reverb tail dirtier and more present. You can also sidechain the FX lightly to the kick or snare, or slice textures into rhythmic pieces so they feel like they belong to the break. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 16-bar Moonlit Jungle transition in Ableton Live 12. Make one atmospheric layer that grows across the section, one gritty movement layer that appears only in the second half, and one transition hit that lands on bar 16. Use at least 3 stock devices. Automate at least 2 parameters. Keep the low end controlled, and make the final bar feel like it leads straight into a drop.